Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Sedona Connection. This is our March 27th program, and I hope everybody is doing well where you are. It's 6 p.m. on the West Coast, which means it's also 6 p.m. at my home here in Sedona, Arizona, and it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And wherever you may be as you're listening to this program, if you're listening to it on a live basis, so always I thank everybody for joining me here tonight. Now, last week I took a break because what I did, you know, remember I had gone to move to Florida for 3 years and I developed some really good friendships there, and I hadn't been there for a year and a half. I was due to go back and spend some time with some good friends there. And if you're here on my Facebook page, you'll also see one of my special friends was Gina, and I spent a day with her and we took a trip down to Key West. So it was just nice to do that. She had never been there. And I'd always promise, well, I'll take you to Key West sometime. So I figured I needed to follow up on my promise on that. So I took her down there. So all is well here at my home in Sedona. Wonderful, beautiful day here today. But we forget that even though Phoenix still stays very, very warm and sometimes even kind of hot during the wintertime, we don't always have it here in Sedona because, see, we're at 4,500 feet elevation and Sedona is only at 1,100 feet. So we're always running about 12 degrees cooler than Phoenix. So even though it's Arizona and it was a beautiful sunny day out there, we only got up to about 61 degrees today. So, but it's still beautiful, always place to be in this. For those of you that have been in Sedona, you know what it's like. So, okay. So now, tonight's program. A couple of weeks ago, I'd start talking about the importance of understanding what was I called unity consciousness or separation or duality consciousness. And why is it that that is so important to us? Our thought system, how we think, determines how we experience life, and it determines the quality that we have in our life and we produce within our life. And we live in a world where everything is energy. And our thoughts have energy, our energy producers as well. And our thoughts come out in basically frequencies and vibrations. And you can have basically low frequency, low energy thoughts or high frequency and high energy thoughts. But here's what's interesting. If you're in a low frequency thought system, you're in what is called a separation consciousness. You're separating everything. You're creating a dualistic world for yourself. When you are in a sense of what is called oneness consciousness, you're in a much, much higher vibrational state because you're not dividing, you're not separating. Now, because everything in our universe is energy and all energy is connected, we are connected to everything. We are all connected at the energetic quantum level. We're connected to everything and everybody else. And it's in the connectedness, it's in the oneness that we function the best, that we perform the best, that we live our lives at our best, and we are at our highest state of consciousness and at our highest state of awareness. When we start separating our consciousness, separating our thoughts, an us versus them, a me versus you, or a good versus bad, when we just start thinking that way, we immediately start moving into a lower consciousness state of being. And it's there that we begin to create all the problems that we have within our in our world. See, separation consciousness disrupts the oneness. It tears it apart is what it does. So now what I want to do with you tonight, I'm going to share some of my slides that are coming directly out of my workshop. And I had set this up so that we can basically, you can follow along on these slides with me. You'll see them here on the video as I'm reading them. So let me go to here. Okay. And so, okay, I need to then, there we go. I need to put that one down. So here we are. We live in a universe of two worlds, the conventional world versus the shadow or the private world. Now, the conventional world is just that. It's the world that we see, the world that we operate in. It's the world that is communicated to us, whether it's in education, the media, or whatever form it is. It's what is out there and it's visible. The shadow world is just that. It's what goes on behind the scenes. It's what goes on in the shadows. You don't see it very well. But it's important to understand that the shadow world is not just the dark world. It's not just the black hat world. There's a white hat world in the shadow world as well. And they operate in a very quiet and private way, but they operate in our best interest. So now let me see here if I can. There we go. The conventional versus the shadow world, it exists in the institutions of government, finance, media, politics, education, legal court systems, religious institutions, and others. You see, what I'm saying is the conventional world versus the shadow world, we're seeing this world of duality, separation. It's the dominant system of the universe that we live in. This duality system is a part of duality consciousness, a thought system or process that pervades our complete universe and creates the white hat versus the black hat system of our world. And if you want to truly understand the basis and the root of our universe, it will be discovered in understanding the duality or separation consciousness process. And that's why I'm talking about this. And that's why it's so important, because when you understand this, you begin to operate in what is called the reality and not in the illusion of the matrix world. You are basically when you are in oneness or oneness consciousness, collected consciousness, you're basically rising above the matrix world, because the matrix world is a part and created by duality consciousness. The world we see is a perceive as a subjective reality that is manufactured from our collective beliefs, thoughts, and emotions. Now, I'll discuss this later in the program. Now, this is my regular slides for the whole day program, so that doesn't apply right here. But once you understand this thought process, you will see duality consciousness creates most of the problems in our world, and life and issues make much more sense once it is understood. Now, some of it may seem mystical or ethereal, this information that I'm sharing, but the vast majority is from tangible sources. We live in a world that is going through a major and historical transformation. We are in the beginning stages of the biggest collective awakening ever seen in the history of mankind. This is a collective awakening that happens by moving into oneness consciousness, because oneness is that it brings us to a higher sense of awakening and awareness. The greatest aspect of this change is the shift of the energy frequency and vibration of the planet and its impact on everything residing in its environment. This new age will be known as the time of healing, an era where humanity discovers its true identity and capability to bring about a new world of wonder and experience. It's a time of great love, of great change, and the beginning of great compassion. As mentioned, duality consciousness has predicated to us a dualistic world, one created from the lower dimensions of ego consciousness versus the higher dimensions of awareness and perceptions of how our universe operates. For thousands of years, we perceived a world of 3D or three dimensions aspect with time, the dimensions of height, width, depth, and time, the physical world experienced in an aspect with time. This is what most of humanity perceived as reality. And periodically, spiritual masters would come into our world and tell us of a different life, a different perspective, a different reality, giving us the ability to wake up to the higher dimensions of existence. But history shows us our world was controlled by powerful elite individuals and groups who use their power to keep the masses of humanity in ignorance or darkness and keep them enslaved to their systems of power and control. They were the masters at creating us in duality consciousness, and their greatest weapon was fear, because fear separates, fear divides, fear creates an us versus them. And by creating fearful events and keeping us in a system of fear, they were able to keep us in a system of duality consciousness where we never clearly understood who we were and the great power and the ability that we had as human beings. And again, their greatest tool or weapon has been the power of fear. It's used to separate and divide humanity and keep us in wars and ignorance. Now, various publications talk about our past as a multidimensional race, being in touch with all aspects of our universe. I got a phone call coming in, and I'm about to answer it right now because they don't know that I'm on my program. So, okay. But another race came to our planet and through manipulative means changed our genetic structure to dumb us down and turn us into these primarily physical third-dimensional beings here on planet Earth. Now, the best source of the information is found on the Neruda interviews on my website. Others tell the story as well, but the Neruda's is one of the best in my opinion. We were fully functional and multidimensional beings with 12 strands of DNA all connected and functioning. These other beings, through genetic manipulation, disconnected 10 of those strands and left us with this current double helix in our DNA. The memory of being fully functional, multidimensional being still resides in our DNA. It's in our DNA that we hold the memory of every lifetime that we have ever lived. But that is now disconnected from our functioning memory process. This is the era where our 10 strands are starting to be reconnected. Now, don't ask me how or how long it will take. My understanding is that it can be different with each individual. But this means the human race is on its way back to being a fully functional, multidimensional being. In my understanding, this is a step-by-step process over some decades. So our world is going through a massive change, giving us the opportunity to change with it. And we either change with this new world or it will change us. We either wake up and change or experience ourselves caught in a world of lower dimensional aspects of suffering, pain, confusion, and destruction, a world filled with aspects of death in many different manners. There are many saying that we are ready to make the big change to our world and to create a new world where there is a theory in physics of the dual Earth environment. Okay, now let me. There we are. Now we're back. Okay. So what is this dual Earth environment? There are even physicists, scientists that are starting to tell us that there's actually two Earths out there that we live on. Now, because the world that we live in is a holographic illusion, we don't really see that and understand that. But what is happening is in this dual Earth theory, there are people that are developing that are moving into one world or the other. And it's by our consciousness, by our choices that we will choose which route we're going to go. And yes, it's very simple. It's a white hat world versus a dark hat world. People who are living in an awareness, a high place of consciousness, moving in existence of having being awareness of love and compassion and healing and caring for others, always having those states of awareness and consciousness, are going to be moving into one Earth. And those who are filled with anger, hatred, jealousy, power and control, anxiety and fear will be moving into that world. It's what is happening. These two worlds, yes, are separating, and it's based on the energy vibration, based on the inhabitants that are there. That is what is called the dual Earth theory. Because the world is holographic, and because in reality we're not really truly physical beings, we don't really know it. We're not really aware of it. Unless we can move into what I call is the astral plane, the fourth dimension, where we can perceive a different places of perspective. Now, in this world we currently live in, what we have is these cabal people, these powerful control people, what we call the Khazarian Mafia, who control most of the financial and perception structures of our world. And they are in the process of creating what is called a transhumanist agenda. They are wanting to, in their next step in power and control over humanity is to turn us into what is called transhumanist, where we aren't fully, completely physical beings, but we are part human and we are part then also mechanical, or if that's the term, I'm going blank on the word that I want to use for that. So, but now let me do this. I want to go back now again to my slides, and I'm going to share some with you. Let's see. I'm going to slide number 342, and that's okay. All right. So then let's go back into. There we are. Okay. So, in this transhumanist agenda, the Wingmaker materials, they give us the Neruda interviews. And in the fifth interview, which I consider an essential reading, Neruda makes some very strong comments. Neruda says we are moving into the new era for humanity, the era of human 3.0. The first 1.0 was the caveman era. The 2.0 is the current Homo sapien era with many, many upgrades over the thousands of years. This new human 3.0 era will have two versions. The first controlled by the cabal, the transhumanist version. The second will be the sovereign integral. Now, these interviews were done 25 years ago, and we are now starting to see the advent of the transhumanist agenda. This agenda is to reduce the human to a technology-controlled being with little understanding or aspect of the human soul, our true identity. Transhumanist is just that, only partial human and seductively controlled by technology. Let me give you an example. Okay, I'm going to pass these up here. This is not part of what I wanted to do there. Okay, there we go. So what we see is a matrix world controlled by these deep, dark entities who power and influence the controllers of our world. Now, again, this book by Wes Penry is the best that I have found that describes the creation of this matrix world and how we free ourselves from its power and control. Now, Now, in the workshop, it says I'll talk about the other human, the 3.0 and the sovereign integral in the next section, but what's important is that we surround ourselves with people who make ourselves hungry for life, touch your heart, and nourish your soul. Human beings are waking up to a new understanding of the true nature of our reality, and it looks like we are going to live through a global paradigm change, and it's a wonderful time to be alive. The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking, and it can't be changed without our thinking. But oh my gosh, I finally discovered what's wrong with my brain. On the left side is nothing right, and on the right side is nothing left. We always have to get a little good laugh in there. As we're waking up, we are learning our true history and true capability as a human race. The truth shall set you free, but first it will shatter your illusions. As our DNA is rejoined, we gain our full capability and we will start to live lives in full freedom, living as fully functional beings, able to do the things that A.R. Borden talks about and having the complete financial freedom. When your energy vibrates at a frequency that is in direct alignment with what the universe has been attempting to deliver you your entire life, you begin to live in the flow and true miracles start to happen. The universe does this thing where it aligns you with the people, things, and situations that match the energy that you put out. And the more you improve yourself and raise your vibration, the more you will see things that are beneficial to your well-being. And I am on my highest timeline. Fear is an illusion. Reality is a matrix. Love is already one in the quantum, and may the illusion crumble. Because we're here to witness the most amazing show on earth, the rising of consciousness once again. The rising of consciousness, the moving into oneness, the letting go of the whole concept of separation or duality. Okay, let's keep going here. This is a part of what I go into the next section, but I want to share some of these slides. We are moving into a world where dualism will take center stage, the world of two options of who we want to become. And again, Neruda explains it. We're moving into the age of human 3.0, a whole new era of humanity. In the transhumanist agenda, technology will become forefront, allowing us to live in an artificial intelligence world. And folks, are we seeing the rise of artificial intelligence? It's starting to be talked about in the media, online, in various Facebook, you know, sources, communications with each other. We're seeing that they're just totally advancing the whole concept of artificial intelligence and how good it is for us. But little do we know, or does humanity know, that is the cabal's means to totally take control of us and keep us from becoming the full, complete, multidimensional, functioning, conscious, aware beings that we were always at one time. Now, the other human is what the wingmakers call the sovereign integral, other than the transhumanist, the fully awake individual, aware of their true human and spiritual identity. And this is what is called the sovereign integral. This is an 85-page paper in PDF format. It's very extensive and will take focused reading to understand, but is very informative and descriptive to our future state being. It can be downloaded from the wingmakers.com website. You can also download it off of my website, go into the resources tab, and it's there as well. This is the sovereign integral, is who we were created to be, who our true identity is. But what has happened is that has been stolen from us from, you know, basically the Anunnaki, who came in and basically disconnected our DNA strands and downgraded us. As I said, this is a fully conscious being moving into their state of ascension and becoming a multidimensional being, not dependent upon a physical artificial intelligence world. This is the spiritual developed person who does not need food or money from outside sources, as they can create it or learn it for themselves. Okay, so those are what I wanted to share with you tonight on some of the slides that were there. And this is why it's so important that we understand this concept of separation or duality consciousness, because it is the entrapped world. It's the entrapment thought system. It is the thought system that will keep us in this matrix world where we no longer are the ones who are in true power and control over who we are. To allow ourselves to be free, to allow ourselves to move and rise above this whole, this whole concept of duality consciousness, we have to be able to have a sense of what we call oneness. We see everything connected. It means I am connected to everybody that is out there. And yes, the most absolute asshole that basically is not a very nice person, you still have to see that you're connected and you're one with that person. And what you do is you separate the behavior from the essence of the individual. The behavior is a result of a temporary entrapment into the matrix world that has been created to us by these Anunnaki. They entrap us. They try to brainwash us into this separation consciousness, and that is what they have done for most of humanity, because the separation consciousness is the default thought system of this world. But as I've already shared with you here, this is the era. This is the time. This is when humanity gets to rise up, to learn their true identity, and to rise above separation and move into a system of complete oneness for all of us. Now, this isn't going to happen just automatically. You have to do your work to make this happen for yourself. You have to change your thought system, how you think and view the world around you. You see, we live 95% of our day from the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is a programmed mind. It's the mind of all of our memories from every lifetime we have ever lived. And we have basically lived scores, if not hundreds of lifetimes of being programmed into this duality or separation consciousness. So that's the memory system that we have. But because it's a program, it can be reprogrammed. We can reprogram ourselves to be moving into that sense of oneness. When you are there, you find life becomes peaceful. Life becomes focused. You're aware of what's going on around you. You're not triggered into negative reactions to what comes up in front of your face at any given moment. You see it for what it is and you just let it be. You become a perceiver of this, what we call this dualistic, this ego consciousness world versus a participant in that world. You just perceive it and you let it be and you acknowledge that's not the reality of who we are. We're rising up. We're moving up and rising above all of this. This is the opportunity that we have. Now, again, to let me repeat, the primary purpose of this currency exchange is to allow you to have funds to be independently wealthy, to be able to take the time and do the work to move yourself into this higher consciousness of oneness. That is what is going to change our world. Money won't change the world. It's just, but money is a tool that gives us the opportunity and the time to change ourselves. You can receive millions and millions of dollars in this currency exchange, but if you don't change how you think, you're just moving into a different awareness of fear and power and control, and you're still living in a lower vibrational awareness life. This is the opportunity to do the work to move into a higher vibrational awareness life where life has meaning, life has purpose, life is peaceful. You're in power and control of yourself. And when you get there, you realize money has no control over you or anything around you because you have risen above it. Okay? All right. So we've been going for just about a half hour here, folks. So I want to say thank you for everybody. That's all I want to share with you tonight. If some of you would like to call in, again, the number, and make some comments or you have some questions, the number is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. That lets you call in on Blog Talk Radio, and then I can bring you in. I know now there's about a 15 to 20 second delay before you hear me that I say that, so I'm going to continue just going here for just a little bit. And again, to say thank you, everybody, for joining the program tonight. It's always nice to be here. So I'm looking for anybody that wants to basically maybe want to have some comments or got some questions for the program tonight. I'm not seeing anybody come up. Let's give it basically about another 10 seconds. If we don't see anybody calling in, I'm ready to call it. Oh, there came somebody right there. So, okay. I'm going to go to the caller from area code 918, okay? There we are. It's coming up. Area code 918, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hey, Dave. This is Ralph. I've talked to you many times. What do you think about this solar eclipse coming up? Anything about that? Anything strange coming on?
You know, Ralph, there's so many different stories about what's going to be taking place on the solar eclipse coming up. You know, I don't worry about it. Again, rise above it and just let it be whatever people say it's going to be. Don't let it affect you. You and I get to rise above it and just let it be, whether something, you know, horrible happens or it affects certain people or whatever. A lot of that, remember, your thought system, what you think about it will determine a lot of how you experience it. If you just let it be, it's like, oh, it's just another phenomenal event that happens. So let's just watch it and enjoy it. So, okay?
Yeah, but right, exactly. Well, the cabal is not giving up without a fight.
Yeah, I know. So remember, there's all kinds of people out there that want to create all kinds of stories and say it's going to be bad, it's going to have some horrible effect. Those are all fearful-based creation issues. They're all starting to – they want to keep us in fear, and we don't have
True.
To be fearful.
True.
So, okay?
You're right. Okay. Thank you.
All right? Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. You bet. Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody else that wants to call in, have any questions or comments? I'm not seeing anybody call up, so I think, folks, I am willing to call it a program tonight, and I should be here next week. I don't have any plans at this time of going anywhere, so we thank you all for joining us tonight, and have an absolutely wonderful week. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.